Now that I drive to work most days, I've been paying attention to birds along the way. Crows and gulls are, of course, the most common. They fly above streets at first light, dining on any road-killed animals from the night before while they're still fresh and before anyone else can get to them. But they're watching each other as well as the road. I've watched crows take after gulls that were carrying dead birds, and gulls take after crows that were doing the same. I haven't seen it yet, but I've had a report that crows are starting to chase squirrels onto Superior Street, apparently in hopes of getting them converted into breakfasts. I also see a lot of red-winged blackbirds patrolling the shoulders of the roads. They may be picking up insects spattered and tossed by the cars. Once I get up the hill toward Proctor, I usually see a turkey vulture or two and a bald eagle, and sometimes a red-tailed hawk. They circle above roads because thermal air currents develop over the hot pavement. Vultures and eagles also find fresh but pre-pulverized food along roads, and roadkill and food items people toss out of their car windows provide ample food for rodents in roadside ditches. Those mice attract hawks and owls. That's part of why we see so many hawks perched on roadsides. The bugs attracted to roadkill and the maggots that hatch out on it also provide food for littler birds. But the same cars that kill deer and squirrels and bugs and indirectly provide other food for birds kill birds, too. Crows figure out traffic pretty easily. There's even a joke that they warn one another about coming traffic by yelling out, "Car, car!" But even with vigilant parents, fledgling crows are still vulnerable. So far this year, I've seen 3 dead ones on my way to work. So ironically, the very roads that are a primary source of food for crows, vultures, eagles, and other scavengers can take out the scavengers as well as the scavenged. People complain to me a lot about how many crows there are now, an order of magnitude more than there were 20 or so years ago. But 20 years ago was before budget cuts made it hard for municipalities and states to clean up roadkill in a timely way. Suddenly, we're not only subsidizing scavengers and opportunistic omnivores, but also making giant steps backward toward the Middle Ages as far as leaving carcasses to fester in streets long after they've gotten too rotten for scavengers to eat them, fostering a breeding ground for dangerous pathogens. At least the crows and eagles are eating a lot of it before it reaches that stage, but every day cars leave a fresh supply for them, so who can blame them for avoiding the really decomposed stuff? But it's hard to think of such yucky things first thing in the morning when I'm watching crows cruise above the road in front of me. My street patrol has adapted well to the ribbons of highways crisscrossing the nation. As natural habitat dwindles, those birds adapted to roadsides will continue to flourish, and I'll continue to watch them. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.